16, 17 years old. The cow come in, we just run her off in the pasture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of kept it hid from the children.
Mm-hmm. But they knew. It's strange how they learn, even though you don't teach them.
Oh, yeah.
You had to
watch
it this way, baby.
Now your canal will get on there. You can take that off.
Oh yeah, it won't come through.
Now let's see, in the early days, who delivered the babies in this area?
They call them midwomen. Midwomen. It's old women in all communities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go around and they'd bring the babies in.
Mm-hmm.
Midwomen.
I done washed an
arm. We had one of our oldest girl was born with
last night.
Who?
My little church up here. Yeah.
Mrs.
Good time.
That woman's grandmother. Only about 6-7 miles and rode her horseback. And she had just a good luck over this one born with doctors. But we had just good luck with that girl. We didn't have it was worth it.
Hmm.
Be scared to death too.
I bet.
Doctors them days, you know, would take you a woman to die before you got a doctor. We didn't have nothing inside the Idabel, you know.
Mm.
There was no doctors up in the country until the late years here. Mm-hmm. The doctors come out in the country, you know. In them days, we didn't have doctors much better than women anyway.
Yeah, you? That's right.
It was just
They had to cover too much country.
They didn't have much doctors. We had two doctors in town, Dr. Bill and Dr. That was three doctors they had in Idabel. Many people here, you couldn't hardly get one on save your soul. Ride the horse back 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You had to come 20 miles out for a week.
It would be 20 miles in and 20 miles back. Mm-hmm. That was a long day's trip, wasn't it?
Long day.
Oh, you have any special term for an illegitimate child?
Wait a minute, I don't understand what you're saying.
Any special term for an illegitimate child? Child where his mother isn't married?
Cow. You told him cow?
No, boy or girl.
Yeah, you see now, would that be what you'd call a kid that didn't have no father, you know?
Yeah.
We call him, well, the old name is he's just a bastard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You see, that would be the name that's useful for him.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bastard girl.
Mm-hmm.
His father's not known. Girl gets out of the way, you know, when you tell him to help.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any other terms for him, like woods cold or?
Yeah, it's wood cold. He's got out in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms?
I'll have to study.
I'll see if I can ask all these like this now while we're.
Well, that's all right. It's anything you want to ask. If I know anything, I'll tell you. I'll just tell you what I know. You know, don't think too much.
Oh, let's try something else. Let's see. You, in relation to your wife, now you are her
husband.
And she is your
wife.
Uh-huh. And let's see. Mr. was your
wife.
I was thinking now of Mr. Your
mother's mother?
No. What did you call your father?
You know by name?
No. What did you usually call him? Daddy? Or?
Oh, yeah. I always called him Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Papa, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Always called him. They had us, you know, in them days we had to be